The invisible pest that steals from your soybean crop, next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Your soybean cyst nematode management guide is worthless at this point. Horacio Lopez-Nicora, a soybean pathologist at The Ohio State University, says even resistant soybean varieties aren't that resistant anymore. And he adds a lot of soybean growers seem to be in denial.
I'm growing 80 bushel an acre beans. I don't have a problem. Well, add 30% to that and you will have extra income to your operation, right? So not because you are producing above the average doesn't mean that you are not losing due to soybean cyst nematode, and that you can actually compensate for that by an integrated management approach.
Lopez-Nicora says some resistant varieties are still fairly effective. So is not planting soybeans, he adds.
Well, I have soybean cyst nematode, and corn is not a host. I'll just plant continuous corn and get rid of it.
Lopez-Nicora says you may need help assessing the extent of an SCN problem, and you can check with your local extension office for help on that.
Keep low levels low. That's the best approach. You will not get rid of it. So let's keep it low.
Lopez-Nicora was a guest on the Field Advisor podcast, a production of the Illinois Soybean Association. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.